Towns Cup podcast finals. This is year two of them. Last year we were in Tullow and Enniscorthy. I'm here in Longford Rugby Club this year. I'm not sure where it was on your plans at the start of the season, but I'm sure you're delighted to hear that this Towns Cup final special is here. With me are three men at the helm and involved in the core of what Longford Rugby Club are about. They've just put on all their serious faces, which is not a good sign for where I want this podcast to go. Colm Glynn, player coach.
Hi, how are you, Rob?
Niall Moran, forwards coach, and more on the sideline. You don't get to be on the pitch anymore.
Yeah, no. Hi, Rob. How are you?
And one of the stars in the back row, Derek Farrell.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Good stuff, lads. Derek, I'm going to start with you. A nice, easy question. What's Niall like in the dressing room when things go mental and it's not working out on the pitch? I don't know how you can deal with his constant barracking that you must get.
Niall, he's not too bad. You know, he keeps quiet most of the time, but when he gets angry, he gets angry. You know, the old cliches can come out sometimes. But
give me Niall Moran's best cliche.
I couldn't be giving you that. That'd be a secret now.
Is there not something to do with flowers in the dance?
There could be something along that lines, I think, there now. One of many, you know, but at this stage, I think you're starting to run out of them, Niall, are you?
Yeah, that's it.
No, it's not going to give away anything about this coaching credentials. How does this team balance? And Colm, you're at the helm on the back line as well as being on the pitch. Maybe begin by telling me what it's like to coach a team from a pitch.
Yeah, I suppose it's a different dynamic when you go from playing to player coach. You know, guys you were just purely teammates of, all of a sudden you're kind of, you have the coach relationship in there as well. But it's good. Like, look, the guys, you know, as long as you talk sense and you treat everyone with respect, I think no one minds too much. You know, I suppose I've been doing it for a good few years now at this stage, so I'm kind of, it's kind of second nature with the team at this stage.
Is it a loud dressing room, Niall?
Yeah, I suppose it is. There's a great dynamic here. I mean, in fairness, we have a small squad, and that would be probably one of the things that we're very conscious of around here. But it's a great dynamic. There's a huge buy-in from all the lads. In fairness to Colm, I think he's been a little bit modest with himself there now in terms of his commitment to Longford Rugby Club, because, you know, they're his pals, they're lads he grew up with, and then a couple of blow-ins as well, but they're his pals, but there's a huge buy-in for them, and they've reacted well to Colm, and Colm reacts well to them, and it is a very good, and it's a very interesting dynamic here. So is it a loud dressing room? It's an interesting dressing room, you know.
Derek, if I was a new player, let's say, and try and imagine this because it's going to be difficult, but let's say I'm a superstar winger and you've just managed to nab me for the club, what are you going to tell me? How are you going to convince me you want to be part of Longford? What makes you want to be part of Longford outside of the fact that you live outside the town in our town?
Spire tree, yeah. Ducks in your head.
Tough question.
No, just, yeah, I think the main thing about our team is work rate. That's, we always talk work rate, work, and there's no real egos. You know, we all kind of just try, and everybody's equal on the team. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, you're treated as an equal. And basically, if you buy into that, you know, you won't have any problem in the club. Like, lots of lads have come and gone in the last few years. We've brought in foreigners, we've brought in guys from only up the road, lads from Galway, all over the place. And, like, once you buy into that ethos, we're good with it.
Colm, yeah, the difference between parish mentality and what a rugby club is about, Longford kind of summing up, because there is a Longford identity to it, but there's a rugby club identity which is far removed from where you're from. It doesn't really matter where you're from, does it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, as Derek said there, you know, like, once you buy in, you buy in, and I think we've been very good at that as long as I can remember being in the club. You know, there's no cliques, or there's no kind of guys saying, oh, well, I've been here for X amount of years and you're only new. Everyone's treated as an equal, and I think that's great. Like, it's great. We do have a very strong Longford identity. Like I said, I only lived down the road. I grew up down the road. You know, I've been in this club since I was under 10, and Derek's the same. And, you know, a lot of our key players and a lot of our players have been around for years in the club. But then, as I said, you have the other side of the club, or other side of the coin side, the guys we've recruited, and they've come in and they give just as much, and they want this as much as we do. So there's no kind of split or divide. It's all everyone going for the same goal.
Niall, earlier in the year I caught the glimpse of what you can do, and what you can do badly as well, against Port Ardenton. It was an incredible game. For a little while there I was like, holy smokes, Longford are on fire, they're going to win this Division 1B title. And then for another 25 minutes you were falling apart. What happened then, and are the sparks that I saw that day coming out a lot more now, and is that why you're in the Towns Cup final?
Look, we came up 2-3 seasons ago, we won Division 2 and we went up last year, and we gave Division 1B a very good cut. We finished third, I think, in the league table at the end of the year. And this year we went in and we knew that we had a couple of weaknesses, and we kind of changed our policy in terms of filling key positions. We didn't go down the foreign route. We decided we'd bring guys who live in the locality back, Clifford Richards and Barry Stewart being two prime examples. And we knew we had a good team, but I suppose it took a while for that team to settle, and myself and Colin have spoken about this quite a bit. I suppose we took it that these are good players and that they'll cop on very quickly into what we're trying to achieve. It wasn't maybe communicated early in the season exactly what we're trying to do. Like, you know, to a certain degree, when we're here we do this, when we're here we do this, and this is the way we play, and that's how we're going to play, and that's it. So after Port Tarlington and Clondalk and Wicklow and all those games,
so I think you lost 7 games, and there was probably about 9 points in combined.
Yeah, well, 5 games on the trot in the league. We won our first 2. Colin was on holidays, and then we lost.
What are you trying to say?
we then lost 5 in a row. Myself and Colin sat down and we said, look, okay, we know we have a good squad, let's react and let's work. And in fairness, Colin played a blinder in the way that he's changed things around, the training, and the just not kind of been static and kind of keeping it fresh and keeping it interesting. And the boys have bought in, and I think since we lost that 5th game in a row, I think we've won 12 of our last 14, and now here we are talking to you on the cusp of a Towns Cup final appearance. So it's, yeah, things are good, you know.
Colin, I hope that holiday wasn't Carrick and Shannon or something.
Holiday, honeymoon.
Funny,
my wife would tell you that was the one thing I wasn't allowed back out on. She's actually due on Monday, so so I'm getting away with this. Hopefully she doesn't go over.
I don't even know how we got you for the podcast here. Listen, Derek, within the camp and with the commitment it takes, how much commitment does club rugby take? Because like people listening to this may not be in touch with club rugby as much as we all are, and they mightn't realise, like, what does it take? How many nights do you have to forego? How many nights do you train? And just take us into the mindset of the kind of commitment it takes.
Yeah, like, it's fierce. It's something else, the commitment. I think some people actually underrate it at our level. Like, we've guys travelling back Dublin, Galway, Limerick, Sligo, Athlone, everywhere, you name it. We have Erva, Leitrim, everywhere. Like, it's just, it's phenomenal the amount of miles that are put up, I'd say, coming back for training. And just, yeah, like, on Tuesdays, Fridays, you have lads coming back. And, like, not only that, but just commitment. Even then, like, say, coming back on a Friday and then going down the country on a Sunday morning to go travelling. Like, it's a lot of commitment to say, like, as Glitter touched on it there, lads getting abuse from their other halves there. But it really is. But you know, that's why you play the game, that the enjoyment, and well, not the abuse, obviously.
with that, Cullum, is there almost an element for a player, and look, you've been playing longer, you were in the 2000 semi-final, I think it was one of your first senior games, like, is there an element almost of you can turn around to your spouse and say, look, we're in the final? I told you it was worth it. Are you justifying it to them? Are you?
Absolutely playing that card. 100% playing that card flat out of the way. Yeah. No, look, obviously, you know, I think, like, I know my wife, and I'm sure all the guys' partners, they know how much this means to us. You know, you've trained, like, you know, you can say you've trained all your life, but you know, you've trained all season, you slog it out, you go through the tough times, you go through the good times, and I suppose it's the good times that, you know, that make it all worthwhile in one sense. And I suppose, you know, I'd say all our other halves and all our partners would say that look, they know this means a lot to us, to know how much we want this, so I don't need to deny us this shot.
Niall, what's this?
Niall says no.
It doesn't matter. Niall, what's this club? What's different about this club? You've been in a few clubs, and you might be a young enough coach, but if I listed out all the clubs you've been in, it seems like a long career so far. Like, what's different about Longford? I'm not looking to say what's better, but what just makes them different?
I think that there's a very good dynamic, and we've already spoken about the dressing room, but I think in fairness that dynamic goes off the pitch as well. Now, I only know certain people not from Longford Town, so I know the Derek Turners and the Matt Hanleys and the Tony Heedens and these guys. But like behind that, they have a huge underage structure. You can see the facilities, Rob, they've invested in that. They're second to none. This is a small provincial town, like, you know, in the middle of a recession, and to be able to keep rugby vibrant and be able to, you know, compete at a relatively high level. It's, I think, 7 years ago, the club, is it 7 years ago, the club had a serious injury here, where Victor Connell unfortunately was paralysed in a Midland League match, I think it was. And, you know, here we are 7 years later preparing for a Towns Cup final with a lot of guys that played on that pitch on that day, with the committee very much the same that was there, with a new facility because the clubhouse has been changed, the dressing rooms have been expanded, and Victor is still very much involved in the club now. My relationship with Victor is from the outset. The boys would have a far bigger, tighter relationship with him. But, I mean, that says so much for the club. And there's, from an outsider's perspective, they're very welcoming. I mean, I came here 3 years ago. You're made feel like one of the lads. You're involved. And you know, in fairness, Colin made the point, it doesn't matter where you've been or who you've been, you're dealt in what you bring to the table. But that's respected on both sides because they're prepared to work. It's easy to work with them and they're engaging. And the dynamic over the all the club is very positive, and that would differentiate me, for me, compared to other places.
Derek, a tough question here now, but when the lads, I know from chatting to Niall that the lads had a meeting after a couple of those defeats, and you just said, I think it was the way you said it, we said, we'll hang up the boots this evening, we won't even have training. Can you take us into the camp at the low point of the season to where you are now? Don't tell me everything they said, I'm not even going to ask you, but like, what was that like? Because you weren't far away. I was at that Port Ireland game, you were so bloody close. Like, it was just keep going on the same track. And are the lads good at admitting they're wrong, are they? If they ever are.
No. We traded after this though, so you know, I don't wanna...
Let me rephrase that for the sake of your body in this training session. What, that low point to now, what's changed?
I think we almost got so fixated about the league and winning games, and we almost, I wouldn't say we took the enjoyment out of it, but we were just so obsessed with winning games that it just got to a point where, like, right, lads, let's just strip back to basics. Let's just go out, play for each other, and just, you know, if we win, we win, so be it. And I think, was it the Monkstown game before Christmas?
Carlo was the first one that we had Monkstown
and then we just turned it around at Christmas, and we stuck together over the Christmas, and like that again, we had, you know, like, we trained, but we had a good time over the Christmas as well. But like, a lot of the lads would have gone out together at Christmas, and there was a lot of bonding happened over Christmas, like, and that, I think that, like, really had a big difference. We just kind of just started enjoying our rugby again, I suppose, and we didn't get so worked up about stuff and just play to enjoy ourselves.
Colin, this line came up there, I didn't hear you say, but Niall said it, that you often say to people when you got to that first semi-final, you expected to be in Towns Cup semi-finals every second year, and you had to wait as long as this. Like, yeah, it must be amazing to be in a Towns Cup final right now.
Oh, absolutely. Like, that's what I would say to some of the younger guys. Like, I'm one of the elder statesmen of the team now, but, you know, I suppose back then I didn't appreciate it at all. I just, you know, it was like, it was a semi-final, but it was, you know, it was one of those ones you kind of going, as I said, we'll get more of these, and this happens. And I suppose as you go through the season, you realise it doesn't always happen. So getting to a final again is, you know, is a massive thing, and it's a massive thing for the club, and for me personally, I'm raring to go, so fingers crossed.
It's a great competition, isn't it?
Towns Cup, you have to love it. Yeah, just it's like, I remember the last few years we kind of got knocked out in the early rounds, but it's just a great experience. I remember running out on the pitch there in the semi final, and you could hear the roar, and just the hairs in the back of your neck just stood up. And you know, to be playing with a group of lads, they're not only your team, it's your friends as well. Like, and it really just, it makes you appreciate, just, you know, I'd be a bit younger than Glenner there now. About 10 years, is it,
Glenner?
Yeah, no, it's great to just play with such a good bunch of lads, and just like the buzz that's around the club and everything, it's just great.
I'm not allowed to get into details because it'll just ruin the podcast if I start asking you will you win or not. But lads, running out in front of 2,500, 3,000 people, is it going to phase any of your players gone?
No, I think we realise what we have to bring to the party. I think we realise Tullamore are a very strong squad. It's going to be a good occasion, but as we've said ourselves, you don't play an occasion, you play a match and you play an opposition. So, like, there's a pitch, there's a ball, and there's two sets of posts and a white line. So, really, in the end of the day, we've just got to go out and put in our performance and hope that's enough in the day.
Yeah, just agree with Colm. I mean, you saw what Munster did last Saturday. It is possible. We need a lot of things to go our way. I think we're realistic of that, but that comes down to work ethic, and Derek touched on that already. I think we won't be found wanting in work ethic. Hopefully the occasion doesn't get to the lads, and with a bit of luck and, you know, a few novenas and a few candles lit, we'll get there.
Lads, will you promise not to put extra laps on Derek for internet setting?
It's on me. Derek, the human tackling shield.
Well, you said at this stage, anyway.
On behalf of Knock On, I apologise, Derek. And thanks, lads. Good stuff.